Fillmore and Union on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
Okay, so welcome to Fillmore and Union's head office here in Wetherby. And tonight we're talking all about coffee, and I'm joined by Ingrid. Good evening. Welcome to the Food and Drink Show.
Good evening.
Thank you for being a part of the show. So, Fillmore and Union, it ticks a lot of boxes for whatever the occasion, really. So whether you want to meet a friend for a lunch, whether you want to pop in and get a takeaway lunch, a meal or something to drink in the evening, or whether you want to just nip in for a coffee on a weekend with the dog, it ticks a lot of boxes. But one thing that we are going to talk about tonight is the drinks, and in particular the coffee, because it's a big part of what you do, isn't it, the coffee?
Absolutely. When the company first began, Adele and Andrew really felt that it was important that everything was right and everything was top draw. And obviously, if we're going to be a restaurant and a coffee shop, we have to start with the basics, and that's the coffee. And so in the spirit of Fillmore and Union, they approached a fairly local, definitely Yorkshire, firm, and they did a lot of testing and trying, came up with a blend that's unique to us. Our blend is a blend of three beans. For those coffee aficionados, they will know that Arabica is the queen of beans, and that's what our coffee is. It comes from Honduras, Ethiopia, and it also comes from Sumatra. And the blend is very chocolatey, mocha, very smooth, has a kick to it because it's premium, it's 100% organic, and it's 100% fair trade as well for those of us who like to know what we're drinking.
Which brings me on nicely, because I was just going to say, I've drunk many of your cups of coffee before, but when you're drinking that coffee and it tastes very good, you never think that so much effort and thought has gone into it. Can I say that to you?
Absolutely, yes. You've just hit the nail on the head. There's more to a cup of coffee than a cup of coffee. You know, if you're going to do it properly and if you want your customer to have a real experience, then you have to take care of it. We make sure it's super fresh. We make sure we look after it. We make sure that we are always, if you like, quality checking in terms of taste. And we also make sure that we train our staff and we give them an enthusiasm and an appreciation of that particular product so that they look after it, so that the end result is whatever you get in your cup hopefully will be delicious.
Okay, so talk to me about the extensive coffee menu then.
Okay, so we offer all of the classic coffees. You can always have a latte, a cappuccino, an espresso, an Americano. But then we also do what we like to, well, we don't like to call, we do call Fillmore signatures. This is where we might put more of a spin on a coffee, or indeed a latte, because we've kind of adopted in this country the term latte to mean a coffee, when in fact it means steamed milk. We should really call it a cafe latte. We kind of can play around with that then. So we have on our signatures, we've got two drinks that are coffee-based lattes with different ingredients added, and we have two that are milk-based without coffee in. So if I just pull one of those out, a turmeric latte. So turmeric is very popular at the moment. It's getting a lot of publicity. It has been for some years, really. So that has turmeric and black pepper, because if you have turmeric, you also have black pepper to help it. We have cinnamon in there, and we have honey, and we also have a double shot of espresso, and then we make that one with almond milk, and it's a really delicious drink.
I feel like you've just armed me with so much more knowledge. The next time I go into a shop, and it will be a Fillmore and Union shop, of course, and I order a coffee, I'm going to be thinking about this conversation.
I would hope so. I hope that I've sparked a little bit of interest in everyone, really, because I think coffee is, you know, much underrated, or has been underrated in our country. I think it's different now. I think everyone's getting on board and realising it's something you can really enjoy in lots of different ways.
And let's be honest, we'd very much struggle without it.
We would.
Thank you so much for joining us. It's been a real insight into the drinks that you produce at Fillmore and Union. Thank you for being part of the Food and Drink Show.
Fillmore and Union on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.